I probably ought to put a warning out before I begin this morning that a couple times I may go from preaching to meddling. So just warn you ahead of time. We hear in Genesis about God testing Abraham's faith. And when you think about it, this is an observed truth. It's kind of like when someone gives a testimony about how God has moved in their lives. That's an observed truth. You can see. I know when I go back home to family and they still don't believe it after all these years. But it's an observed truth. They have seen my life change. They have seen me grow in my faith. They have seen me lay it all on the altar. That's an observed truth. Do we have the kind of faith as Abraham had, as the Lord will provide? I can give up all that I have and lay it on the altar because I know that God will provide. Do we really, really trust God with everything? What do we withhold from God? Does God get our first fruits? Or does He get our leftovers? And I'm not talking just about finances, but I'm talking about worship. When you come on Sunday or Saturday or Wednesday evening to worship, do you lay it all on the altar? Or do you come knowing that all you're going to do really is sit on your hands and hear a sermon and the beautiful choir and go home? How many of you would be here this morning if there was no choir? Choir? Told you I was going to go to meddling. Yeah. But do we lay it all out there? Do we give God the first fruits of our time during the week? Or do we get up in the morning, get ready, go to work, and hope that the Lord is with us? Or do we take that time to ask God to be with us this day? Be my strength, be my shield today. Do we lay it all on the altar? When we come to worship, are our hearts moved to do something? You know, it always amazes me sometimes, and I've visited with folks and they've been to, you know, these spiritual rallies and all these kind of things, it was such a great experience. Well, that's great, and I think that's good. But what did you do when you got home?
Oh, nothing.
If you have a great experience in church and you feel God moving you, what do you do when you get home? Other than eat lunch. Does God move you in worship? Excuse me. Do you lay it all on the altar for God? You know, I've shared this story before, but when we were in Fort Worth, the church we were attending there, the Methodist church, and a beautiful church and some great people, there was one gentleman, elderly, probably 75, 80, sat right in the middle of the congregation. And when they sang hymns, this man's face lit up and he sang to the Lord at the top of his voice. And his face, you could tell that he was worshiping God. He was laying it all on the altar. Sounded horrible. It was terrible. He had a terrible voice. Worse than mine, if you can believe that. But he was giving it to God. He didn't care what anybody around him thought. And I have often thought about that man, and I thought, you know what? That was probably one of the sweetest sounds God ever heard. Because he was giving his all to his God. Do we lay it all on the altar when it comes to our giving? See, I'm on metal now. Do we give God the first fruits? Or do we give him the leftovers? When I've got all of my fun and everything out of the way and I've got all the things I want, then I'll give God a little bit. Or do we trust God to provide? And God, I'm going to lay it all on the altar. It may not be much, but it's all I have. And I do it with an open heart and with open hands. My time I give to you. God, I give you the choice times. When is your choice time of the day? You all know that I'm a firm believer if the good Lord wanted me to see a sunrise, he'd put it later in the day. Everybody tells me how beautiful sunrises are, and I just tell them, I'll take your word for it. I don't need to see one. But is that your best time of day in the morning before you start your day that you can commune with your God? Or is it in the afternoon or the evening? I'm giving you my best, God. That's all he asked. How about our gifts and graces? We all have them. A lot of us don't want to use them, but we have them. Do we give it all to God? God, you know what I could do. Where can you use me? If I'm asked to serve, let me prayerfully consider that and open up to you. Not to work, well, you know, I really don't have time. Gee, I'm not very good at that. God says, I'll give you the tools. All I want you to do is say yes. I'm living proof of that. This is not something I like to do. Talk in front of people. I know, nobody believes that. But it's true. You can ask Janelle, when I grew up in high school, everybody thought I was stuck up because I never talked to anybody. Unless they talked to me first. I never got up in class. When God called me to this, I said, okay, I'll do it, but you got to give me the tools because you know I don't have them. Probably still don't have a lot of them. Time, talent, resources. The greatest gift we can give to God is ourselves. God, I lay my life upon your altar. You tell me what you want. You tell me how you want me to live it and what I can do for you. Do we remain faithful at all times? Or just when things seem to fall apart and we want to call upon some help? Do we lay it all on the altar each and every day of our lives and in all that we do for Him? You answer. Let us bow. Father, we give you thanks. We just thank you for a time to come together, not only fellowship, but praise and worship you. Touch our lives, touch our hearts, that we may truly find that joy that comes in your Spirit. That we live each day in your grace and in your glory. Amen.